This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. More reactions to cost study. Composting gets priority. And hearing on tap for USTR pick. Reactions to cost study trickle in. With all eyes watching the nation's capital, Sacramento's been slow to respond to a new study showing farmers have seen a roughly 1,400% rise in regulatory costs over the last two decades. The State Water Board issued a statement to AgriPulse yesterday stressing the importance of managing harmful agricultural runoff. The study listed fees and monitoring requirements under the board's Irrigated Lands Program as some of the many cost drivers. Just looking at fees and costs misses the important context of what has been achieved through a close partnership with the ag sector, according to a board spokesperson. That success includes mitigating the very real negative impacts on the environment and communities over the last 20 years. The agency pointed to a project to streamline food safety and water quality reporting requirements in partnership with CDFA and Cal EPA. It focuses on irrigated lands as well as the board's winery order. New bill on composting as an alternative to open burning. Senator Jerry McNerney of Pleasanton has introduced a bill to permit on-farm composting for large quantities of ag waste. McNerney said SB 279 would help address the state's ban on open ag burning. The bill is environmental and ag support from the Climate Center, the Western Tree Nut Association, and the California Association of Wine Grape Growers. CAWG Director of Government Relations Michael Miller warned the industry must remove tens of thousands of acres this year to rebalance the supply. Now keep in mind, in December, CDFA environmental scientist Danny Yant told AgriPulse farmers are still struggling to comply with that burn ban given the lack of affordable alternatives. Transportation costs have long restricted farmers from composting such material. On that note, Assemblymember Diane Papin of San Mateo has filed a measure to allow on-farm composting of livestock if certain conditions are met. HPAI genotype detected in dairy cattle for the first time. A genotype of highly pathogenic avian influenza previously identified in wild birds has been found for the first time in dairy cattle. That according to the Agriculture Department yesterday. Genotype D1.1, which the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says has been the predominant genotype of the virus in North American flyways this past fall and winter, was confirmed in a herd of Nevada dairy cattle last Friday. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farmers warn senators, policy uncertainty weighing on U.S. ag economy. Farm groups warned senators yesterday that the industry is facing an increasingly uncertain policy environment with trade, immigration, tax policy, and funding questions weighing on U.S. farmers, adding to the many long-running economic challenges. Recent executive actions are creating concern for farmers and communities, President of the National Farmers Union, Rob LaRue, told the Senate Agriculture Committee. Among the top drivers of new uncertainty, farmers warned an uncertainty around U.S. trade policy. President Donald Trump has threatened Mexico, Canada, the European Union, Colombia, and the BRICS nations with new tariffs at various times, has actually implemented a new 10% duty on China. Canada and China have already outlined plans to retaliate against U.S. ag exports. Mexico has vowed retaliation would follow. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Senators to grill Trump's USTR pick on tariffs. President Donald Trump's nominee to helm the office of the U.S. Trade Representative will appear before the Senate Finance Committee today in what promises to be a tariff-heavy hearing. International trade attorney Jameson Greer's nomination comes the same week new tariffs on China went into effect and Trump walked back duties on goods from Mexico and Canada hours before they were set to begin. Greer has been an outspoken advocate for tariffs during the first Trump administration. He served as the chief of staff to Robert Lighthizer, Trump's trade policy architect. Greer and Trump are like minds on tariffs, Senate Finance Committee ranking member Ron Wyden told reporters on a call this week. So there's a big challenge coming up, he added, telling reporters to expect more tariff chaos. Now take note, Greer has previously advocated for the U.S. pursuing new sectoral trade deals with partners to secure additional market access in specific industries. He has also suggested that the U.S. should annually consider whether to keep normal trade relations with China. With U.S. aid to be shuttered Friday, protesters flood Capitol Hill. U.S. Agency for International Development will be shuttered Friday when nearly all employees around the world will be placed on leave. Those stationed overseas will have 30 days to return to the United States. The only exceptions will be, quote, designated personnel responsible for mission-critical functions, core leadership, and specially designated programs, according to the USAID.gov website. Thousands of protesters gathered in Senate Park yesterday to voice their opposition to the decision, yelling chants of U.S. aid and let them work, among others. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey and Senator Peter Welch of Vermont stepped away from the Senate Ag hearing to address the crowd. By the way, Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran raised concern about the amount of food aid left in limbo with the shutdown of U.S. aid. Asked whether he would support folding the agency into the Department of State, he said, quote, I think that requires a hearing and legislative debate to determine what the right answer is. I think there's problems at USAID that need to be addressed, but this is an agency that Congress needs to be involved in making a decision on what it should look like. Here's today's final word. Jamie Johansson is a farmer who knows what it means to work hard, get his boots dirty, and get the job done. That Blaine Moffitt, president of the Butte County Farm Bureau, which endorsed Johnson this week in his run for assembly. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.